Uncle C, back in the office, and in today's video I'm going to be discussing the number one S3 Exo secret that no women will ever tell you that you have. Now, keep in mind, throughout this video I'm actually going to be displaying some of my live coaching. Okay, this is a one-to-one client from this morning who's a married man. He's in my Men's Relationship Blueprint Mastery. He's a member that I consult with one-to-one, and I was inside one of my relationship clinic seminars today, and I was trying to really bridge the gap and kind of detach him from some of these narratives that are leaving him heartbroken or leaving his, you know, his wife unfulfilled and wanting to go find other men. Keep in mind, this is a massive problem. Like, this is such a massive problem. If you look at, like, statistics, even, like, if you take a look at, like, marriage, for example, 50% of marriages end in divorce. 85 to 90% of those marriages are ended by women. So, and going as I'm a child from a family of divorce, keep in mind that, like, facts don't lie. So the fact is, if women are losing interest, if women are losing attraction for their men, there's something fundamentally we as men do when we enter into a relationship that leaves them that want to stray in the first place. Because make no mistake, no matter what garbage you're filled with, it's because she's going through work stress, it's because she's going through friend stress, it's because of this, it's because of the in-laws don't like me, this is all false. There's either attraction or there isn't. And if there isn't attraction, you have to figure out why attraction is not being met. Now, I'm going to play tape from some of the one-to-one consulting today. And after that, once you hear it, I'm going to actually address why men don't even understand that they have this power to attract women and be confident in the first place.
You see, women have, here's what really disappointed me and actually made me, like, almost sad in a way when I was having a discussion with an 18-year-old kid in my hometown, right? And he's struggling with women. So I'll give you a quick backstory. You can see my whiteboard, correct?
Yeah.
Men aren't taught how to be attractive. Men aren't taught how to exercise their sexuality like women. So this kid is 18 and he has no idea about masculine energy. He has no idea how to be dominant or seductive in an interaction, which means total, he's been able to seduce a woman or use his masculine energy zero times. You see this zero I just drew from it?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, every 18-year-old chick at his high school wears yoga pants daily, takes promiscuous pictures on Instagram, knows exactly how to flirt, knows exactly how to do their hair. They get to exercise their sexuality 50 times per day, compounded by 365 days per year, compounded by years of their life. So this woman knows exactly how to command the partner she wants. She's done this and practiced this 1 million times. Meanwhile, this man has been stripped of everything that's made him masculine, and he's exercised his masculinity and seduction power a total of zero times.
Okay, so what am I getting at? What am I getting at after working with over 4,500 students? Well, what I'm getting at is this. Men and women perceive attraction, they perceive love very, very differently. And the way women will tell you that they want love or a feeling is they'll try to communicate it in a way where in your brain, you're going to think that this is all lovey-dovey and this is things of that nature. When in actuality, she desires the strength of a man and she desires a man with guidelines and with set boundaries. Now, the fact is this. Women are going to fall in love with your words and how you make them feel. And not only that, if you're confident, if you're direct, what's going to happen is she's naturally going to feel feminine. She's naturally going to feel submissive. Okay, this is key in order to hook a woman into love. The second that a woman starts to feel as if she can no longer follow your lead, the second a woman feels as if she can out-banter you, or that there is no chemistry, or that you don't necessarily know how to verbally work your words the right way to give a rush of emotion, the problem is that she's going to go find those feelings elsewhere. Now, how men fall in love is men are going to be falling in love through female shape. Okay, how feminine the woman looks, how sweet her voice is, right? How soft her appearance is, how curvy her body is. These are things that men become attracted to. These are the things that make men go weak at the knees. If you put a beautiful, drop-dead gorgeous 10 out of 10 woman in front of that man, he's going to feel flustered. He's going to really hope that he looks appropriate that day. He's going to hope he brings his A game. What really baffles my mind is men don't understand that they have that exact same power. They have that exact same effect on women. They've just never been taught how to use it. The only way you can use that power with a woman that will make her vulnerable, make her giddy, make her nervous to be around you, is by making her feel those emotions. And this is the part where men really struggle. They say, well, how do I do that? You do that through your tonality. You do that through your sub-communication. You do that by having confidence and meaning and direction behind your speech. And not only that, you do it in a manner where you don't necessarily care what the stage or setting is. You are free to express yourself in a confident manner. Okay, if you watch a great pickup artist, and no, I don't always agree with a lot of the things they do because they're missing a lot of key fundamental areas of masculinity, but if you watch them, they're completely in state. They don't care who's watching. They don't care what the, you know, public social narrative is that they should follow for what's proper manners, right? They do them. And when they do them, they almost get to tap into this primal state. And when you can tap into this primal state, you can truly actually express your masculine energy. What separates a guy who understands this from a guy who doesn't is the guy who actually understands this is okay to do these things. He's okay to express these things, even if 99% of men aren't. And the second you can get out of your head and in touch with your body and not necessarily care who's watching, not necessarily care who's observing, and you don't care about the outcome, this is when you're truly going to crush it. So make no mistake, you have the exact same power within you as every other woman that has a million followers and a big old butt on Instagram. The problem is you just don't know yet how to use it. And if you think that for one second she doesn't desire her opposite or a strong man in her life, you have another thing coming to you, because deep down, they all do. If you like this video, I'd like you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.